Hello, footies, and thank you for joining us once again for Foot in Review, where we've been bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things FIFA and EAFC since 2019. Today's show is proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com, your number one place for you to get better at FC24. Also, if you want to help support this show directly, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including exclusive merchandise, coaching discounts, and much, much more, including ad-free access to the show, which means you won't be hearing this very advertisement. However, we realise that times are tough, so simply leaving us a five-star review wherever you listen to us would be greatly appreciated, as it helps the show grow. We'd also like to thank our Skybox holder, Peter, for his exceptional support. Now, let's get to today's show.
Hello, footies. The term Golazzo entered the minds of football fans around the United Kingdom with the emergence of Channel 4's Football Italia in the early 1990s. The show's introductory theme song incorporated the cry of Golazzo from Jose Altafini, an Italian-Brazilian former footballer who moved into media and punditry at the end of his playing career. Interesting, the word was fashioned as Golazzo on the show's opening title. In an interview in 2007 with The Observer, James Richardson, who presented Football Italia, he revealed that the sound of Altafini's cry was actually altered slightly in order to make it sound like Go Lazio, which was deliberately not to the team England's internationals Paul Gascoigne played for at the time. The producer, Steve DeBerry, he produced the music for the show, said he wanted to sound like Go Lazio because of Paul Gascoigne, and so added that twist to the soundbite. It became the signature sound of Italian football for a whole generation of English football fans. Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so what constitutes a Golazzo is subjective. It means a beautiful goal. However, most people will agree that a Golazzo is a goal which demonstrates substantial levels of skill as on the part of the scorer. And in many cases, the term Golazzo is attached to a spectacular long-range effort, which you can also say about this intro. Ingvi, it was the meaning of the word, which is today's promo. Let's see if this long-range effort from EA also stands. We discuss it today. We look into it and if we should stay with our teams or is it time to finally change it up? My name is John, and like I said in the intro, I'm joined with my dear friend, the co-founder of the Food and Review podcast, Mr. Alejola himself, Mr. Food Database. It's none other than Ingve.
Golazzo. Hello, hello.
I wanted to play the theme song, but I'm so afraid it will get banned.
Yeah, maybe not. People can search it online, I guess, and get the feel of what we wanted to do at least. So that's a tip.
Definitely. So I thought I'd start this show with a little bit of football history, or actually legacy, I think. Because, well, if you're watching the video version, I'm already wearing the 600 episode kit. We're at episode 599, so I got a little bit sentimental about it. I was like, let's start this show with a little bit of sentiment as well. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I guess we're warming up for the big one, so which is nice. That's I'm going a little bit old school with the kit here, but a really nice one as well. So it's going to be very fun, very fun.
Yeah, so next Tuesday, April 2nd, we'll release episode 600, which is, of course, a pre-recorded show. It will be a shorter show. It will not involve any daily food related content. It will be a little bit of a history lesson through Food and Review, and well, you can also learn from it but also win these shirts, which we well are not wearing. Ingvi isn't wearing yet, but that's mostly my fault. It's coming your way, my friend. But if you want to win it yourself, there is going to be some questions about the content we've made, and if you get the questions right, you are participating for the win. And of course, we'll also be making our donation to the Macmillan Cancer Support in full. So we'll share the full amount we will donate then as well. Let's dive into the contending because it is Friday evening. It is time for a new promotion. Go out. So beautiful goals. Did we get a beautiful promo?
Yeah, we've got some beautiful players. So that's a good start, I guess. There's some very nice looking cards, and there's some cards that kind of why, but okay. You know me, I'm
so good that you stayed positive for a whopping 35 seconds there.
Yeah, but I do like the look of a few of these cards, and I do like that we got some contents to unlock cards and upgrade cards with evolutions. So there's a decent start to the promo. There's some cards I wouldn't mind to pack, to be honest. And I like that a certain caller finally gets a good card to be used. It looks really good. Just a quick mention of that. Lots of stuff to do.
Pick something, go at it, and
don't mind
if we start with Van Persie. Now, first tell us, what is the general idea of the promotion? Of course, I explained what the word means or what it stands for in football. How does it relate to the content?
EA says celebrate inspirational goals from icons and heroes of the game with Colazzo. So, that's kind of it, I guess. There's going to be senior and junior icons and heroes. So there's two unique versions of each card, it seems. Not all are out on release. So I'm guessing as some kind of mini release on Sunday. And something really cool as well, of course, for me, which is called Throwback Threads. In the spirit of celebrating football history, keep an eye out in the store for classic kit releases from a whole host of the world's most famous. I wasn't hoping to see him in the store. I was hoping we could unlock them or an SBC. So that kind of killed the buzz for me. But hopefully some cool kits. I might even spend coins if they are affordable. But anything over 20K, I think I'll skip, to be honest.
I think it's going to be a lot of coins, but little amount of FIFA points, if you will. That would be my bet.
Yeah, it must be something really special for me to pay more than 20,000 coins for a kit now, I think. We'll see if there's something
Liverpool
really...
Liverpool Classic kit, mate.
It depends on which one. We'll see. Hopefully some cool ones, affordable ones, and lots of different ones.
True. Very true. We'll see when it gets there, though.
Yeah, there's lots of objectives as well. Score goals, different type of goals. Then we can start with your hero, I would say, icon, Robin van Persie, which looks like a good card already. This is the junior version, so probably a senior version somewhere along the way as well during this promo. It's a 2-week promo, it says. And I like it that it's not crazy difficult objectives to do the Van Persie. Score some goals, headers, play some matches. You need to have some players from the Premier League and things like that, but most people already do. So you can do them in Rivals, Foot Champs, or of course in squad battles on Semi-Pro. So it's easy to do. And you get XP on the way as well, which is nice for the season progress. So, and of course you get packs.
I think it's safe to say these are pretty easy.
Doable, at least, yeah.
So I did 4 out of the 6 from the first from one match squad battles, I think.
Yeah.
Just before we started this. And the rest is we need to win 10 more matches and 5 more matches or something.
Or play 10 matches.
Yeah, sometimes. It's very much doable. So the problem with this is I like the card, which is, of course, isn't a problem. My issue is we have no idea what the senior version is going to be like, or when it's going to be arrive thing, which
I'm guessing,
so well with those roadmaps that I'm like,
I like the roadmaps that we had. So I'm guessing the senior one is coming on Sunday in the mini release because this is a kind of team one player. So we'll see that in a mini release, unless there's a way to use this junior Van Persie and keep him for next week when Team 2 is out and there's a senior version you can unlock using the junior one. That would be awesome. Hopefully that will be the case and not going to be in packs, but we'll see. Anything is possible, you know?
Okay, I will...
Don't use him in an SBC if he's horrible.
No, of course not. I mean, it's still Roman van Persie. I still have like the whole Rijkaard van Basten, Gullit. I got them all in my, still somewhere, but I'm not using it, which is something we have to discuss at the later phase of the podcast, I think, though.
Yeah, and there's lots of objective score, a lot of goals. You can score up to, I think, it's 60 goals in any mode, and you get lots of packs on the way. Which is nice for just playing the game pretty much. And you can also score 200 goals in Rivals and Foot Champs for more packs again. And if you
200
score
though in those
modes. You have a lot of, you have 38 days to do it. So it's
fair.
Possible, and if you score 200 goals, you will get an 87 times 4 pack and 85 times 10 pack, and of course other packs on the way, which is nice. So that's a good thing to keep people playing, I guess. And there's a Golazo Extravaganza Cup. From what I've heard, it's there's no daily cap, which is awesome. I haven't seen the objectives requirements yet. But you get XP and packs here as well. And you need to score different type of goals to unlock them. And also, if you score 10 goals in the cup, you unlock an 88-rated Peter Crouch hero card, which also looks like a very fun card, at least for me. Very good stats. Should suit my style, at least.
Pretty cool.
Lots of things to do.
I didn't care too much about the last 2 weeks, Ultimate Birthday. One, because I was very busy. Two, most of the content was based for menus. That makes sense. Lots of upgrades, SBCs. But playing-wise, I mean, they did upgrade the rival rewards, which we were skeptical about. Yeah. I have to admit, they're really good. Last 2 weeks of rivals have actually been worth it for me. But menu-related content, I'm not too much into, but score X amount of goals, get objectives like this. We talk about another SBC being there, which isn't too hard to do either. The cup being uncapped, it feels like a playing promo. And it starts, of course, with one of my favorite players of all time. So far, I am eager to get started playing, which is something I've not had too much over the last couple of weeks. Like, I'm really enthusiastic to just go for it again.
you get rewarded for scoring goals, which is kind of nice. And hopefully we won't see too many. Well, we'll probably see people parking the bus still, but I think more people will try to attack to score goals, at least to get packs and stuff.
Games, maybe even.
Yeah, that would be nice as well, of course.
I might be happy for the wrong reasons, but it does make me happy. Like, this feels like a promo I could definitely get into. And also, before an Easter weekend, you get these things where you can play.
Yeah.
Good start for me.
Yeah, it's a little bit inspiring,
to
be honest.
What would you rate the card design, though?
Not a huge fan of the card design, if I'm 100% honest. It's probably one of the... I don't know how to put it. One of the lesser cool ones they had. They're okay, but they've had so many great ones that it's a little bit. I think we've been kind of spoiled with great card designs. And this one, I don't know. The triangle thing doesn't fit for me.
Literally doesn't fit, but.
Yeah, so that's it feels a little bit out of place. If it wasn't for that, I think the card design would be fine. It's not horrible, but it's not that super nice.
Here's my take. I might be a little bit different from you. I don't like the triangle. I agree on that, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at the heroes, these cards are red now. The original heroes, the orange with the green bottom, I absolutely hate it. I don't like that design at all. I think the images on them are weirdly cropped and weirdly different from each other. I think the orange with green doesn't look quite right for me. Then we had the Champions League cards from the Heroes.
Yeah.
Did not really like them either, if I'm honest. Felt very, well, that's Champions League should be blue, but the rest, let's turn that green into it. It felt like a rubbish as well. These are the first red cards in FC24 that I do really appreciate.
Yeah, I liked the, if it wasn't for the triangle, I really liked those, the hero card design. That's just the triangle thing is not fitting the rest of the color and design. But I like the shade of red is really nice.
Yeah, exactly. With the golden rules, the golden line. Listen to the coach with the golden rules, but I meant with the golden line around the cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do dig it. And I appreciate the icons, which have been on par all year. Yeah. And if you look at the icons cards, the triangle actually doesn't stick out that much for me.
Yeah.
So, quite like the icons as well.
Yeah. It seems
not as good as last week's. And I like the purple one a little bit more, but.
Yeah.
Good so far.
Yeah, some nice stuff going on, which is nice that. The design team have been delivering really well so far, so they are kind of, allowed to have a day off, if you're going to call it that. I'm looking forward to next design. So,
I mean, if you saw my last thumbnail, I'm the last person in the world that can say anything about designs not actually hitting the mark. So I'll leave it at that.
Just to mention a little bit that Peter Crouch card, which I am a big fan of just by looking at it. Four-star skimmers, five-star weak foot, high attacking, medium defensive. He is 6'7" or 201 centimeters with 94 jumping, 99 heading accuracy, 89 strength, 82 aggression, 96 composure, with 90 finishing, 91 finishing, and 90 positioning, 99 long shots, 93 volleys, with the play styles, power header plus and acrobatic plus, which I think fits the way I kind of resembles Peter Crouch when he played for Liverpool, doing this crazy goals with the bicycle kicks and headers, etc.
I do want to make also a prediction here, though.
Yeah.
Can we rename acrobatic, please? I do get what they're saying. But if I think of Marco van Basten, if I think of Peter Crouch, the last word that pops into my mind is acrobatic.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the playstyle represent them, but we should rename that playstyle for next year.
Yeah,
I think Funky Things or something, but don't call it acrobatic, please. Yeah. That feels a little bit weird.
it's a little bit interesting that Peter Crouch also has the bruiser soft playstyle, if you can call it that. He'll have greater strength when performing physical tackles. I don't think I've ever seen Peter Crouch do a physical tackle ever, but okay, you never know.
He's got 44 sliding tackles and 49 standing tackles.
Yeah, at 45 interceptions. he needs all the help he can get. But
all the other defenders, give him a shadow. Who knows?
Yeah. but there's also an evolution where you can put these lesser heroes in. So this 88 rated Peter Crouch can become an 89 rated Peter Crouch with some upgrades. He will get upgrades to pace and passing and physicality. So that's cool, I think. So maybe not spend that evolution on the first one possible. There might be a card coming next week in Team 2. At least wait and see what's there before you use it. I've done my mistakes throwing things in evolutions while I should have waited a few days, like the Inform Simikas, which I can't upgrade now.
The thing with this is, though, you gotta. I first hype up the red card design on the heroes.
Yeah, and
you gotta make
green.
Them green again.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was gonna say to EA. Please should have kept some kind of similarity to the red of the. Don't make the green. That's the only thing. But I like the boosts and things, so that's nice. The Van Persie card we already discussed, which looks very good for me. And besides jumping and aggression is a little bit low, but the rest is really good for a striker, I think. Good playstyle plus, finesse shot, and technical plus. And we also got a player of the month, Vinicius, SBC today, 1.2 million. And he also have two cards, 92 rated, and this one is 91 rated. And yeah, it's a little bit, why not just make him 92 then? At least I would prefer to be 93, but I don't get why these upgrades are so strange for some players and others. Yeah, jumping, even though they're high rated. So,
yeah. What do you think, though?
The card is okay, but it's too much for that card, I think, for me at least.
I got also another problem with this one.
Yeah.
Doesn't he... It could be me, but doesn't he have the play style that can... He has a new skill move added to his...
Yeah, he can't do that skill move.
he doesn't. So they added the new skill moves 2-3 weeks ago that was based on Vinicius' performances.
Yeah.
But looking at the playstyles, he can't even do his own.
No, he needs the trickster to be able to do... So that's... I don't know. I hopefully realize it's a mistake and maybe it's possible to add the normal trickster that will make him do the skill moves, because... It's kind of pointless if the player that did the skill moves invented the skill move, he can't even do it. So I think Vinicius is maybe going to be a little bit upset when he finds out. So yeah, I need to hurry up before he finds out.
I'm looking at this. He plays the 91, doesn't play striker. Oh, he is striker.
Yeah.
But the 92 rated card can't play striker, but does has the trickster plus.
Yeah, well, the honorable mention ones has striker, and he can do this skill move. He has trickster plus.
So I see no reason to do this card at all. Not even starting.
Me neither. I wouldn't do the SBC unless you have unlimited fodder, which not many have. And I would rather just save up for the honorable mention ones if I was going to do anything. So
it's a hard pass, right?
For me, it's too expensive for me at least, and the card isn't that unique, so there's kind of like no reason to do it.
There might be another card that's similar positioned and might be a little bit better available now in SBC.
I don't know. Which one is that?
Golazzo Hero Al Owaron.
Yeah, but it's a cool card, but it's expensive, I think, and he also has even better card in store, which is of course crazy expensive. So
yeah, but Al Owaron is half the price of that player of the month card.
That's true. So if you're gonna choose between those two, I would of course do Al Owaron. He has rapid plus and finesse plus, which is nice, and some good stats, I think, pretty much all over. But it's a little bit annoying to know that if you do this SBC and right after you packed the ticket version, it's going to be a little bit annoying spending so much.
But that's the same with Van Persie, I guess, although you can't pack them just yet.
Yeah, but
you won't have two versions of cards in store.
Yeah, you're not going to spend anything unless you have to buy a completely new team to be able to unlock Van Persie.
Fair, but you're still putting in... I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
still,
you can. Yeah,
but it's like last week we had like the last 2 weeks we had two versions of players also in packs.
Yeah,
you pack the one you don't really want, for example, and that feels really poor. I just prefer having either twice as much players in there, but with like no doubles than this. It feels it could feel bad. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't like, even if you put the 90 in and you wouldn't put the 93 in, we would be talking about this 90 rated card a whole lot differently, I think.
I'm pretty sure that people would be a lot more happy to do the SBC.
The down play in their own hype on an SBC If you told me 2 weeks ago we got an Alouar on SBC, everyone would like, wait a minute, let's save up for that. Now it's like, hey, there's an SBC. Hey, but there's also a better card available. Not that you're able to buy it for that price, but it's there. So you can make them. You can do the SBC, but it might make you feel bad. I don't think that's the intention of SBCs, eh?
No, it's a lot of coins if you have to pay to be able to do the SBCs, and a lot of fodder to kind of commit to, and then suddenly there's another cooler card you want to do later, and then it is what it is, but it's a gamble people kind of have to take. If you open lots of packs, I don't know if I would do the Alouar. He might pop up after you've done it, or just before you finish. So,
find a weird one, because I normally would be very enthusiastic about a 90 rated Alouar run card.
Yeah.
I still might do it though, if I'm honest.
It's still a good card, yes, but yeah.
700,000 isn't that much. I'm 1/8.
It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult to get fodder to be able to. If you look at it like that, if there's nothing else you want to do, okay, then you can just kind of do him on the way.
I'm not unhappy about the card. I'm just unhappy they put in two versions, so people are unhappy when they do the card. Enough said about that. I think it's. Did we get anything else? If where to put your folder in, because I might have to take a deep dive into some of the packs in store, which isn't something we normally do. But there's some interesting things there as well. I think
there's. Well, I don't know if we got the Leah Williamson birthday card yesterday, but I don't think she's gonna make many teams. Same with the Evan Ferguson one a few days ago. So there's if you haven't done Reece James, which I think is a really good SBC, then I think you can go with Alouar or George Haji as the next one, I think. It all depends what you need the most. Or Ribery if you have lots of fodder.
James definitely worth it, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good card. I like him, though. I'm hearing mixed things, but I think it's a very good price for the SBC. And for me, he's really good in the tackles for once. He actually wins the ball for me and keeps it. And, of course, crossing strong and everything else is very good for me. So
We have to talk about that after the break, though, because I think after break I want to discuss with you how do you look at new players? How do you do switching a team account? Because I think that's something we are very much different in. How we approach that, and I need you to change my mind.
Okay.
So, Yngwie, break time and then take a deep dive into changing your teams or not?
Sure.
Sounds like a plan. We'll be right back after this. And also, if you are a Patreon supporter, of course, at patreon.com/footandreview, you want to hear this break. So go check it out. Hello, everyone. No ads from us to make money this time. We want to give back. In honor of our 600th episode, we are publishing that on April the 2nd. We are giving away a special edition Foot in Review anniversary esports jersey. We'll give away two or three during the show itself, but we're also donating to the Macmillan Cancer Support, and we are aiming for the magical number of £600 or euros. We've added a link in the show notes where you can donate directly to the cause, and you'll see a list with all the donations so far. So you can be sure that's where we'll donate at the minimum. Foot Coaching will also do their part by donating directly from all sessions booked through footcoaching.com until April the 1st. So thank you for supporting us through 600 episodes of Foot and Review, and help us support the Macmillan Cancer Support by donating through the link in the notes. And welcome back. Yngwie, Friday night breaks are the best, aren't they?
They're absolutely the best breaks ever.
If you're listening live, you could see what we all do in a break, because oh boy, was this one good. Anyways, Yngwie, I want to discuss something our dear friend and co-host Shack Attack brought up. He said do you try new players? Do you stick with players that are new? And I think this is an interesting topic because I checked out my team and I saw I haven't changed my team, well, until last week when I packed Van Nistelrooy and Van der Sar for a bit. I tried those and Schweinsteiger. Most of them are already out again, and I'm back to using Virgil van Dijk, Cafu, Casillas, Thunderstruck, etc. Still using. I'm using many players I already had in my team, and I got messages like, "You should use Sorloth. Have you tried him?" And like, looked at my club. He's actually there. Both versions. I apparently packed him some. Didn't even try him yet. So, I'm someone that usually sticks with the old one. But I'm willing to see the different side of this. And I know you try to use most of the players you pack, don't you?
Yes. Just today, I've changed my team around, I think, four times. So that's
okay,
kind of
we are very different in this day, yes.
Yeah, but I usually have a base of players that I build around. But, of course, that can change over time if there's a new player being released that I pack or an SPC that I do. So kind of the ones that have been stuck for me quite consistently has been the Thunderstruck Casillas and then the Showdown Akanji and Bobby Clark. Those have been the most consistent ones the last few weeks, I guess, after they was released. The Messi team of the year has been in and out of the team.
Still don't understand that one. We're not going to go into that.
Today. No. And then, of course, I've changed a lot of my fullbacks. I've tried so many that I forgot how many in the end.
Which one actually worked, so now trying them all again.
I used Baja for a while, and she was really good, but I feel that she's been struggling a little bit the last few weeks. But she's the one that I've been using the most, at least as a fullback. But I've changed now. Reece James is in, and I did the evolution of base Sambrotta. He's 91 rated now, and he can start left back and play left back since he has five-star skimmers, five-star Wickford now, that Sambrotta. So he's really good as well. And I did the Showdown Bastoni. He got a plus one since it was a draw. Forgot that I had done him. Tried him, and he's really good. So he is kind of in. I packed the Declan Rice card. I didn't like him that much when he was released, but now he's really good again. And I just saw that Mia Hamm base card was dropping a lot. I was looking at her yesterday. She was 2.1, and then suddenly saw one for 1,599,000 coins, and I bought her, and I think she's gone up again because I wanted to try that card for so many months, but I couldn't afford her, and finally dropped within the buying range. So I'm looking forward to testing that card. She is now 1,895,000 coins, so she's gone up a lot again. So I don't know. Something
happened.
Some rumors must be going on that made her price drop, but now it's up again. So she looks like a crazy good card, insanely good when I face the card. So that's gonna be fun. And I'll try the Haji card wide and the Pires birthday card that I packed as well. I've used him a little bit as a sub, and he's been really good. So I think he deserves a starting spot to see how that goes. And of course, I have good subs to change things around if they don't work.
Yeah, you got Messi on the bench. I mean,
I had him, but now he's starting now, though. I have the expensive Ginola. I have Werner. I have Felix. Tchouaméni, which I did. Rolf. So I have some high value SPCs on the bench. Eusebio. Yeah.
Douglas probably.
Yeah, well, he's not even on the bench. So yeah. Salva I have as well. So he's in the reserves at the moment. So yeah.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
Yeah, and there lies my issue. Like, I look at new cards. Well, let me first start by, you can't really buy most new cards, right? Most are
not the big ones. You need to be very lucky.
And I have been fairly lucky.
Blessed.
I've been blessed. Okay. So I did get some decent players, which are hard to replace. Like decent. You don't replace 95 Zidane very easily. Pele, for example, you can't really replace him. Back Casillas, Thunderstruck. I got the Van der Sar last week, but then I put him in two matches. I'm like, you know what? He's not, doesn't feel better than Casillas. So should I really put back Casillas? All those most cards, there are so many good cards that are not elite tier, like that aren't 15 million or 5 million plus, right? That the difference isn't that big, which makes it for me really hard to sub one out that actually takes effort. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So when I look at SBC, I'm like, oh, this SBC is 15 mini SBCs. You know what? Joe Cole is actually probably just fine still, or Joe Cole, not Ashley Cole, is probably still fine. Right? I'll do one SBC a week from it or something, and just slowly grind. I did just finish Roberto Carlos today though, but because that one's like, okay, that actually is an upgrade, should be remaining an upgrade for a while. But all those cards, like this Sorlot I packed, or even Ruud van Nistelrooy I packed last week. We talked about it 2 weeks ago when he released. I'm like, oh, if I do manage to try that card, that would be cool. He's out already, right? Because Zola actually works better for me. And I don't really give players the time this year to actually adjust for me. So I play five matches and like, yeah, I think I scored more with Zola, and I go back to Zola, which is a pretty nuts thing to say, because what it does do is it brings down the hype for me to actually open up packs at all. It has to be a really good card to be in my team in the first place, because I know what I do have in my team sort of sometimes work. I see people saying Gullit doesn't, the 89 Gullit isn't good enough anymore and stuff. Works fine for me. I'm also like, I think I'm div one now. I don't think I reached the lead yet, but I'm in div one now. I'm like, still does the job, and I don't have much coin to spend. Since today, I got 300,000 and a little bit of coins because I packed the Sanchez card tradable from one of the Roberto Carlos things. And even that was like, he looks good, but is he better than Zola, Douglas? Probably not. Let's just sell him. And I didn't even try him. So my challenge for the next week, for the coming week, Ingvi, is taking your approach, maybe not do it four times day to change my team around.
<Maybe not.
laughs> Or actually, once you start, you might actually not quit. I don't know. It's like listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening, by the way. If you have started an episode, suddenly you're 600 episodes in. So I might not be able to stop, but I'll try to build a team with players this week in Rivals to get all my matches done with players I have not played with too much. There are some players who are always going to be in my team though. For this, I'm not going to change them out, but I will try. Like, Gullit will stay in, or shouldn't he? I'm going to ask you. I'm going to name a couple of players. You say if I should change them out or not, and I'll let you know next week. We'll post on socials what my new team is, and if it's a good thing, relegation isn't there after changing it. So I used Ashley Cole. I just did Roberto Carlos. I have not tried him out. So Roberto Carlos in. Okay, he's a stay. Should I stay with Akanji?
Akanji, yeah, he's very good.
Should I stay with the green Virgil van Dijk? Or put him Maldini? Okay.
Change the van Dijk because he's so common, it wouldn't probably be a little bit refreshing to see how other cards work.
Okay, I'll put someone else there. Cafu, or should I try to get your favorite, which you just said?
Reece James?
Yeah.
Do you have the base or do you have the Thunderstruck Cafu?
The 91 is the base, I guess, right?
But yeah, then you need to change him.
Okay, I'll try. I don't know if I have enough for the left, though. Okay, you name it. I use Casillas. I have Van der Sar on the bench. I've used Van der Sar for two matches.
That's up to you. Goalkeepers to be hit and miss, so you can just change.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the issue.
Just change to try, maybe.
All right. Gullit, in or out?
Out.
Okay. That's Pele?
out. You've used him for so long now, haven't you?
Yeah, true. He's also so good. Okay. I don't think I got him. Okay. It's enough. Let's put it like this. It starts to hurt.
He started to panic now. He's like, what am I going to do?
No, but Pele, I'm done. This was my FC24 career. Okay, so next week, I will try a team that's very much different. Let's say at least 80%, 8 out of the 11 players should be different than a week prior to that. And I will just see how it feels, how it goes, and if I actually enjoy it more. It's time for me to change things up for you.
And how your results are compared to the team you used before.
Yeah, but what's just a little bit hard to do is because I don't play weekend league normally.
No, okay, that's fair enough.
It's sort of hard to compare. Like, do I make it in the lead after this week if I start playing? It sounds really weird saying probably, but there's a big chance I should be.
Yeah.
Is if I don't make it, is that the fault of the team, or if I don't, it's like hard.
If you don't get 7 wins, it's
but if I don't get 7 wins, it was a bad decision. You should just stay with your team, never buy any cards in FC24 ever.
Go with what works for you. Don't
chase
the meta.
I'll put Roma van Persie on striker as well, mate.
Yeah, you need to do that.
I'll go nuts. I use Rijkaard in midfield. I'm gonna put all my Dutchers in. Danjuma in. Just let's go.
Good.
And you either break me next week. If I don't make it to episode 601, I'm not going to blame you, but I'm going to blame you a little bit. I might look at you awkwardly.
That's fair enough. I understand.
To be fair, though, I packed 2 of those the new heroes already from Just Player Picks.
Oh, who
somehow
did you pick?
I packed, of course, not the senior ones, unfortunately, but Berbatov and Kohler are already in.
Ooh, so, Kohler looks good. Both of them, actually, usable.
I might use the 90 Kohler instead of the Virgil van Dijk, you said. And I'll use, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to use Berbatov over Pele next week.
Oh.
Right. I want to know, though, if you're listening to the show, do you switch your team around a lot? We'll put it into if you're listening on Spotify, we'll put it into the polls. So underneath the episode, there's questions you can just fill in. I want to know, do you use the players that work for you, or do you change around because, hey, it's still called Ultimate Team and you have the ability to do so? I'm very curious because I do feel I might be one of the old-timers that holds on and many
minority,
people have switched.
Yeah.
So I just want to know if that's true. So we'll put the poll on the socials, and we'll put it on the Spotify Q&A, which you can look at if you go right into the show. Let us know, though. Do you stick with what works, or do you switch players around because, hey, you want to try that new fancy player? I have to admit, I've had many players this year which I packed and just tossed into SBCs and didn't even try. And afterwards, people are like, hey, have you tried that card? He's pretty good. Like, well, I haven't packed him. Of course I did, but it's already done in an SBC. Sorry, Silva, Xavi, and many, many more. Is there anything, Ingvi, that you want to add in here? What are your biggest plans? You playing the cup? You playing weekly league? Or just going to search for X?
Oh, I think I need to play champs since I bought the Mia Hamm card, the base one.
Do you need to play champs then?
Because I pretty much got the wins I needed in rivals and the champs, I need to get some packs.
You can play the cup.
I'm gonna
go ham.
Play the cup as well. I'm gonna play some champs matches, and when I feel a little bit stressed, I'm gonna go play the cup to kind of cool down.
Yes, cool thing. We can see cool down these days. Yeah, fair enough.
No, the cup is cool down.
Oh, the cup is cool down.
It usually wouldn't be, but
I also think you wanted to discuss, if I don't think up. You wanted to discuss a certain dynamic image, didn't you?
I think that EA could have found a better image for Prince. I think it looks a little bit out of sync, and looks like the player is looking away, which I find a little bit strange because usually you see the faces clear and they're smiling or screaming or whatever. And now this is like kind of a please don't look at me dynamic, which I find a little bit strange.
Yeah, it's of course it's a black white picture from the side profile.
Yeah,
with a white kit on a white card, which also doesn't make it look much better.
No, it looks kind of difficult and out of sync, and it doesn't fit the card. And you see the head, of course, but when the kit is white as well, it's like difficult. It just makes the whole card seem a little bit odd, I think. So yeah. I think they should have found a better dynamic. I can see that she's smiling, but it would be nice to see a little bit more of the face, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is more like a sideways mugshot, I'm sorry.
The sideways mugshot. Well, yes. That's a nice way of saying it.
It doesn't fit the Ultimate Team at all. I'm sorry.
I was thinking of making how to call this episode, but I think sideways mugshot is probably the way to go. Look at the screen from the side.
I'm sorry, I just want justice for Prince.
Just hashtag justice for Prince could also yes. something be introducing if we're not celebrating the 600th episode. Okay, generally speaking, V, promo, I feel it's been a great start. How about you?
I am very positive to the start because there's lots of things to do. Maybe not what everybody wants, but for me, I think there's some fun cards. It seems like people are packing promo cards, which is nice.
Even I did.
Yeah. So hopefully I can pack a few as well. So I must say I'm a little bit excited about the Peter Crouch card. So I'm looking forward to that.
Should I unlock Peter Crouch and put him next to Robin Van Persie then to make the circle complete this week?
Yeah, maybe.
You know that feeling when you like it's also almost my birthday. That feeling that it's like, oh, I might get something new, but also like anxious and you really don't want to celebrate your birthday either. That's the feeling when I get when I have to change my team around in order.
You kind of get OCD for changing the team. So.
It's like I don't want.
Yeah, to get you stressed. Yeah, I'm kind of used to changing teams. Also, that's it. It can affect my results, but not as much as it used to do because I'm more used to different types of players. So it will make me better as well by trying different stuff. Suddenly I discover, oh, this works even better than one of my favorite players. So this was cool. So
that is true. I think the main difference between you and me as players, how we consume this game, is I play rivals. I just want to perform as much, as fast as I can, as good as I can. While you are like, hey, let's play this cup. Let's get this objective. Let's unlock this card. And while I'm actually unlocking, I need those other cards anyway, so I can try them. And hey, I unlocked that new card by using all the players that John doesn't even want to touch. Let's just also does it. So you've got a much wider scope on players and where to use them, how to use them, and in which mode you actually use them.
Yeah.
While I'm like, no, it's not good enough for my rival. Let's stay away. Stay away.
Yeah, I like to kind of gamble on new players, so because suddenly you find someone that you never expected to be that good.
So are like, you also someone that goes into your favorite lunchroom and gets the same dish, or like get the same hamburger every week where they see you coming like, oh, hamburger and a Sprite? Yes, please. Or are you the person that just looks at the menu like, what's new?
I look to see what's new. Is there anything good that I want to try? If not, then I go, of course, with what I know tastes well. But if there's I want to try this, and I do that.
Yeah, I'm the person that goes into my favorite burger place, and if they don't have it, I'm going to go be back
crying
next week. Yeah. Like, this can't be as good as I used to have here. Let's just go somewhere else. Yeah. You might change me, Yngwie, in the coming week.
Yeah. You're going to be a changed man.
Talking about change, no big change coming from episode 600 onwards, of course. We are looking into some more details. If you're listening and you're like, hey, you know what? I got a great idea for the podcast. Just reach out on socials anywhere. Let us know. Go to foodandreview.com. Drop us a message there. You can leave us a voice note. So if you're on foodandreview.com, you can click voice note and leave us a note, which we can also, if you're fast, incorporate on the 600th episode, or at least put it in one of the next shows. And if you have a message for us, just at Food Coaching everywhere on all socials, send us a message. And if it's a message we can read out loud on the show, we will read out loud on the show. And let me just say, most of the messages we got, we can read out. Some of them, I can't even pronounce. So, because we're a family-friendly show, I should say. So, thank you. Envy, good luck with playing the Cup, the Wicked League. Happy Easter to everyone and to you.
Thank you.
I will do my best to unlock Robert van Persie, Peter Crouch. And, well, maybe have the best week of FC 24 this year I've had. Or next week, I'll be back using the full method squad again. And I know at least that's not for me. Thank you for going with this experience with me. Enjoy episode 600, April 2nd. It's publicly available. If you're Patreon, once we're done working on it, you get it. But it might just as well be April 2nd if we look at the current schedule. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. And see you for the next 600. Envy, leaves us one thing left for us to do.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
You. 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 You.